Workbook Unit 2, page 80, Independent Reading 2.
Someone who listens. Ben works as a volunteer at a youth center for teenagers. He describes what he does in a newspaper article. When I first started to work as a volunteer, I saw how sad and lonely teenagers were. I was worried that I would never be able to help them. But then I remembered that they came to the center because they wanted to. Some of them even came every day. Maybe they wanted to make friends. Maybe they wanted to share their feelings, or just wanted somebody to listen to them and really understand them. So I came to the center every day, too. Sometimes I just sat around and waited for kids to join me, and sometimes I invited them to play basketball or other games with me. I didn't ask them questions and I didn't tell them what to do. After a while, they came to me and sat down. One of them began to talk and the others listened. Then others joined in. What did they talk about? They talked about the center and what they liked and didn't like to do. After a while, they opened up and talked about more private things, like their relationship with parents and friends and their problems at school. It didn't really matter what they talked about. The main thing was that someone was paying attention and listening to them. At first, they talked quietly. Then, their voices grew stronger, and they started talking with more confidence. The change was amazing. When I saw that change, I stopped worrying about how I could help them. I knew I was on the right track. Just spending time with them, listening, and making them feel they belonged helped them. I was making a difference in their lives.